Run for cover. This is Radioactive Sports with superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson.
I take pride in my hair.
Feel that? Radioactive Sports in the afternoon on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
You're radioactive. You're glowing. Are you pregnant?
I am.
You're pregnant? Congratulations. Yeah. You're glowing. What do
Thank
you need?
You very
need
much.
Do you need this turned down a little bit?
Yeah,
I got it right here.
Bump it down. There, nicely
this
done.
Much?
Well, maybe a little more.
Okay.
Maybe a little more. That's actually a little more, little higher.
Okay.
Everyone, we're perfect right now.
Okay.
I'm all set
perfect.
In stone.
How's your volume, our special guest? Is
my
it good?
Special guest is Wally
higher?
The Beer Man.
Down?
You want to talk about a special guest?
Down?
It's Wally the Beer Man.
Wally the Beer Man.
He's here. Hey, here it is, cold beer.
Hey.
What a voice. What a voice. The one and only Wally the Beer Man joining Radioactive Sports out here on the deck. Here at the office, we're back on the deck at the office.
The office pub and grill, not the office where we normally broadcast from Monday through Friday at the radio station.
No.
People get so confused.
No. I know. This is the Washington.
The office pub and grill.
On Washington.
This is a beautiful spot for you, isn't it?
Isn't it great? Oh,
sun is shining. The plants are green.
It's wonderful.
The crowd is huge.
Yeah.
You've got the skyline. You've got a little of everything.
You can smoke cigars out here.
Wally the Beer Man.
Without a beer, what are we going to do now?
What's the deal? What's the deal here?
So disappointing.
You know, I got to go over to the other location.
Well, of course you do.
How do you get back and forth?
I use his car.
I got him all set up. I've got him all squared away. I mean, you got the extra key, right, Wally?
Right, I got it. Right
okay,
here.
Well,
right
here's here. Okay, just don't lose it. I want right. that back when you're done, okay?
I'll drop it off at 10:30 or so.
How many years have you been doing this?
Since 1970.
1970.
That's a long time, but I've seen a lot of stairs, and they've all been good.
I bet. You don't have to do stairs anymore, though, do you?
No, I do a few, but not too many.
Yeah. What's it like? Because I know going around with the superstar Mike Morris, we go to Timberwolves games, Twins games, Vikings games, whatever, just walking around, and everybody's like, hey, you're the superstar. And obviously that happened when you walked in here to the office, pub and grill. Everybody goes, Wally, you're the most beloved guy in Twin Cities history. What's it like to be this... I hate to use the word superstar, but everybody knows your name. Everybody loves you. What's that like?
It's not too bad. I can tell you that right now.
I bet.
It's something, you know, you work on it. You know, like I always say, everybody's your long-lost cousin.
Of course.
Boy, now you're glad to see him.
How did you become Wally the Beer Man?
It was easy. I didn't spend a lot of money on fancy commercials.
That's right. You just peddled. You worked it. You put it in a tub and carried it, didn't you?
That's right. A lot of ups and downs, but... it's all been good to me, and I had a few breaks along the way. You know, somebody upstairs kind of had an eye out for
sure.
me. And
no kidding. No kidding.
You know, Sports Illustrated didn't hurt, and a few commercials didn't hurt,
yeah.
and That's ESPN the magazine didn't hurt.
You've had them all.
And knowing Mike Morris and our trips to out in the country,
we won't
tell them where we were going.
How
many
were you doing?
How many limousines to St. Cloud? We'll say St. Cloud. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. I think that one night we had like a convoy of about three of them, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
Had half the Vikings in there with me. I used to do a little a shindig, a little soiree up there on Monday nights because we had Tuesdays off in the NFL. So I'd take up a whole bunch. I had the Mike Morris fan club up there in St. Cloud. I don't know how I ended up with one, but they said, well, we worship you, and we're going to, every time you make a tackle somehow, if you ever do this year, we're gonna pour drinks, free drinks for everybody. And so yeah, we want you to come up and be part of, you know, we're the fan club, come up here. So we did radio up there live, and we did it from McGrudy's pub up
That's
there.
Right, that's McGrudy's. Right, McGrudy's.
And we took the limousines up, and I hauled as many Vikings that wanted to come up and you know, watch some of the Monday Night Football game, and they could come back in an early car or somewhere in between or after the game, and then there was the breakfast limousine.
Yeah, you know, the late night check out and see what breakfast is here, there, and everywhere.
it was funny, and every time I used to see you, it didn't matter if it was Target Center for a basketball game or almost anywhere, you would... genuflect, right?
Yeah, got to tell you.
And I don't know why.
You're my buddy.
Well, of course.
You know, any guy that can beat you in arm wrestling now, I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll never forget that. I mean, right in front of a jillion people, put the beer right there, and he would genuflect. I'm like, Wally, that's the funniest thing in the world. But and
what exactly is genuflecting for those?
Oh, all the Catholics out there, you genuflect. You kneel on one knee and then you go into your pew.
You go into your pew, yeah.
You know what that is.
I'm not Catholic.
Well,
you can dummy it up, can't you?
I thought that was pretty universal, actually.
No, especially in St. Cloud.
Yeah, you would think so. But it's been fun, though.
We've had a lot of good times.
What's your favorite moment in sports? You must have been there for a hoot and a holler, and the crowd must have gone wild.
Well,
a time or two. What was a good day for you in sports?
I would say that in 1987, the Twins winning that last took the monkey off Minnesota's back.
Sure.
Yeah, it did.
And everything just kind of went boom. You know, I was in, that was the year I was in Sports Illustrated. I was on the NBC Nightly News with Tom Brokaw.
Wow.
You know, I was with Mike Morris.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Well, yeah.
So were the Twins, you said it was your favorite memory, were the Twins your favorite team to work, or were there other teams? Or?
Well, you know, my favorite place to work is where I'm working
now.
At this time. Yeah, whatever whatever I'm doing at that time.
Wherever
you know?
You've got the tub, wherever you're peddling the beer, that's your favorite place to work.
Was it easy to work the Timberwolves and the Twins or the Vikings?
Oh, yeah. I did the Saints for 21 years. And Timberwolves since they started.
89, yeah.
Yeah. There are people like you that I say, don't you just want to just maybe take a nap? Just slow down and take a nap?
No, some days you do two events in a day.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Slow down a little bit, right?
The word has it, rumor has it, that you take off and go down south from time to time for spring training, is it? And you end up with a tub down there at their...
No. As far as I go, is South Minneapolis.
Is that right?
I'm doing a private party out there tomorrow night. Minneapolis.
You do vacation, though, right?
No. My wife can't fly. The last vacation we did was in Hawaii, and she had a couple of blood clots. I was...
Oh, no.
I'll tell you a story. We're at the track, and she comes back, and she's like, I got up to the window, and I couldn't tell him what on the bed. I was so out of breath. And I says, come on, we're going.
Yeah.
And she had two blood, one in the lung and one in her leg. So
luckily, you caught that right away.
Yeah, that's right. I took her right to the doctor, and he says, you're on your way to North Memorial.
Wow.
What is the best place in the world.
Yeah.
They took care of me.
Did they? They must have really taken care of you, Wally. I mean, up and down the steps. I mean, who needs a Stairmaster when you got bleachers, right?
I always said I had a, $84 million Stairmaster here, $42 million Stairmaster over there.
Will you be working in the $1 billion Stairmaster?
Did you ever drive by there, Mike?
I have.
Take a look. That's a long way to the top.
It'll be a long way.
Well, I hope to still be working that time at Sneaky Pete's because when they open there... A lot of people will be parking in the $5 ramps downtown on Sundays, and we do very well there.
I'll bet you do.
You know, it's all called marketing.
And opportunistic marketing.
We don't have to spend a lot of money on fancy commercials.
No, why would you? Why would you?
We get on the talk.
Absolutely.
We get on the talk with Mike Morris at the Ticket, 105 FM.
That's all you need right
there. FM, that means fine money, doesn't it?
Fine Mike.
Oh, that's it.
Mike's fine. One
Mike's
of
fine, yeah.
No question. But thanks for being on with us.
My pleasure. It's great seeing you again, Mike.
It's the best ever.
Right.
Whenever I have a chance to run into Wally the Beer Man, it's a treat for me. So I know you're heading to work right now. And
I got
to
ask one
That's all you do. Oh, go ahead.
I ask one other question. You still got the dogs?
Oh, absolutely.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had the Rottweilers.
I couldn't get close to his house, you know.
I had the Rottweilers, but now I've got a pit bull. Yeah, that cute little pit bull.
The nicest pit bull you'll ever meet in your life. Yeah. I was wrestling with that thing when I was over at his house watching the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather thing.
All right.
I was sticking my hand in his mouth trying to get him to bite me. He just wouldn't do it. He's only a year and a half, but he acts like he's like a 10-year-old dog. He's so well-behaved, so smart, so gentle. But yeah.
Yeah.
A little Sherlock, Sherlock. You'll have to come over.
Be sure you ring the doorbell, though.
For sure. I did ring the doorbell, and I thought hell was going to break loose because he came barking towards the door.
Yeah.
Thought I was going to die, but once he sniffed me, we were all good. Yeah. So
fun stuff, man.
Well, thanks, guys, for having me on.
Thanks, Wally.
Great seeing
really
you
appreciate
again.
It.
All right.
Great to see you again,
Thank
Wally.
You. He's the best. It's Wally the Beer Man. He's iconic in this neck of the woods in the Twin Cities, and he's heading over to Sneaky Pete's because he does a pretty damn good business over there.
Absolutely.
He got a tub of beer and that voice, they know who he is. They know where he is.
14 North 5th Street.
14 North 5th Street, just in case.
But how about this?
That's
you're going to be there after the game?
You can talk about marketing.
You'll be there after the game?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about come to the Office Pub and Grill before the game, hang out with the superstar Mike Morris and I from 4 to 7, and then they can stop by at Sneaky Pete's after the game and see you.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
That's a deal.
Oh, the best in the business right there. And he's made a business out of it, too. And when you see these beer man commercials.
I can't believe you let him take your truck.
I don't care. I mean, I trust him.
Well,
I mean,
and with your deal with
the job.
Well, no, and then with your deal with Dodge of Burnsville too, they'll just get you another one.
Yeah, that's what they do. I pick up a new one like every other week.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. But that was kind of a treat to have him stop.
Yes,
I get a kick out of it.
I had no idea that he was going to be here, sitting down eating the best dinner of my life. By the way, which you had.
I had it.
The short ribs. It was. They had a cigar dinner here last night at the Office Pub and Grill, where you get two fine cigars, two high line cigars, and then you get some bourbon or scotch or something like that. And that dinner that we had, which was homemade gnocchi. Short ribs, which were basically, there was no bone. It was melting in your mouth.
Falling apart.
It was like a roast.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, God, it was so good. I'm not saying that because, I'm trying to pimp the off. Honest to God, that was like the best meal I've had in maybe a year.
Wow.
So good.
That's it was really good. You gotta check it out. Everybody, get on down here. They've got the food. They got great service. They got great location. And
free parking in the back, I think, is the big draw, too.
Free parking in the back. But, my God, when you get parked here, you have your meal, whatever it is, head over to the ball game.
Yeah.
Head over to the ball game and come on back, and then they'll still be here for you.
Yeah, we have plenty of tickets for Twins game tonight and Sunday as well. The Twins on a short homestand here with the Tampa Bay Rays. Free parking in the back, so you don't have to pay $25-$30 to park your car and then go to the game. Come here, have a drink or two, great specials from Coors Light, unbelievable food as we were just talking about, and it's the Office Pub and Grill. You park here, you eat,
Leslie.
And then you go to the game.
Come on down and see Leslie. She just got here, just arrived. We love it here.
Yeah.
Anytime the Twins play here at home on a Friday, we're here.
Yeah.
Radioactive Sports at the office. So and what do we have coming up next?
We've got a lot of things going on. How about the NFL, NFL.com rated the Minnesota Vikings? Guess what number out of the all 32 teams for the best or worst draft? What number were the Minnesota Vikings?
I think they have to be top five. I mean,
number one.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we'll talk about that coming up next.
I thought so. I mean, I would have said number one myself, but then people would be saying, well, that's Star just being big on his team. But I don't know who did better. I don't know who could have done better than us.
We'll run down how they, because it's obviously so early to draft or to grade a draft. Normally they say the best grade that you can get, realistic grade you can get, is probably 4 years down the road.
Mm-hmm. I'd say three.
Yeah, three, 4 years down the road. We'll tell you how they graded it, the NFL.com, how they graded it, and why the Vikings ended up number one. Plus, 4.5 questions. We'll have Marsh Hallberg from Hallberg Criminal Defense coming up a little bit later. A lot of things going on in the legal world of sports. Of course, you have the Deflategate deal with Tom Brady. Today, the Boston Marathon bomber sentenced to death. I wonder if Marsh Hallberg's ever defended anybody that's been up against the death penalty.
Yeah, that'd be an unbelievable question.
But the Boston Marathon bomber, Yarnes Zakharyev or whatever, I mean, I didn't want to pronounce his name correctly because he's such a jackass.
Well, yeah, not for long.
How long is it going to take for him to die? He's going to be in this teeny little, like a 3-inch window, and he's in there for 23 hours a day. I mean, it's not going to be good for him, but I'm glad he's going to get what he deserves.
That's right.
Jim Rich coming up. We'll talk to him about Nicklas Backstrom and what Chuck Fletcher said about Nicklas Backstrom on NHL Network. Hardball Mike Berardino. Better get down here. We invited him to come down to the Office Pub and Grill yesterday.
We've tried. We've extended the offers a couple times now. He has not yet taken us up on that, but that's, I guess, living up to his nature.
What does it mean for Roger Goodell, and why is he hearing the Tom Brady appeal? Is he going to get off? Is this how he's going to get back in the good graces with Robert Kraft? Because Robert Kraft is out of his mind with anger. We'll talk to Sam Ekstrom, who's back at the radio station doing a great job. 35 stats for the first 35 Twins games. Quite interesting. And another update on Timberwolves lottery. The lottery is Tuesday.
Of course it is.
And at some point I want to talk about Tyus Jones, too. He's at the Combine in Chicago right now, meeting with Flip Saunders today. The Timberwolves have two draft picks in the second round that I want them to trade and do everything they possibly can, and then maybe get rid of, depending where they fall in the first pick that they have, whether it be number one through four. I think they need to do everything they can to get Tyus Jones here with the Timberwolves.
It'd be fun.
The franchise needs to do everything they possibly can to put butts in the seats, and as they continue to go through these growing pains to win and get, you know, Andrew Wiggins up and running, and KG's going to be here next year, obviously, we hope, and some of these young guys. So I think it's imperative for the Timberwolves to do that. But we'll talk about all that stuff today. There's a lot of stuff going on today. It's been dead for a couple of days, but today there's a lot of things going on.
Tons of stuff going on, and the biggest thing still left to happen at the end of the show today, I'll be racing to the movies for Mad Max, and that's really all I have to say.
Where are you going?
I think what I did was I just picked up some 3D tickets for Mad Max Fury Road down in Apple Valley.
I found
some tickets down there still available.
What time do you have to get down there?
I'll have to get down there by 8 o'clock.
Oh, I think you'll
have
time.
That, no trouble.
You'll have time.
No trouble.
Yeah.
Mad Max. Look out, everybody. But we're going to come back and do a lot of stuff. And the first of the stuff is what stuff?
First of the stuff, the NFL.com ranks the Vikings.
Let's do that.
And they rank them number one.
Ooh, my. Well, it took all the surprise out of it right there. Little spoiler alert.
But I want to tell you why they're number one. We'll tell you where the Packers and the Bears and the Lions found up as well.
We'll see how they quantify that and exactly how they go about, you know, ranking these people that we don't even know if they can play at this level, but they got a good idea, so we're going to come back and do that right here at Radioactive Sports.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, only on 105 The Ticket.
Joey Logano just screams out into the lead. McMurray's got to the second. Matt Kenseth and Kevin Harvick side by side for third.
The best of the best race for a $1 million prize at the Sprint Cup All-Star Race. Tune in Saturday night at 6, live from Charlotte Motor Speedway.
That's the battle for the lead in turn one.
This is Brad Keselowski.
This is Dylan Hart Jr.
This is Jeff Gordon.
This is Jimmy Johnson.
This is Kevin Harvick.
Your home for NASCAR in the Twin Cities is Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. Back to Superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson on 105 The Ticket.
With the 45th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Eric Kendricks, linebacker, UCLA.
We were right here. We were right here when that happened.
That was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes. Yeah, we were right here at the office when they selected Eric Kendricks in the second round. We were standing right here, sitting right here.
The best of the best of the memories. Again, at the Office Pub and Grill on Washington. Washington and 3rd, just a block away from Gate 3 from Target Field. Also Target Center, but we're talking Target Field now. The Minnesota Twins playing tonight, hosting the Tampa Bay Rays for 3 games over the weekend. We do have Twins tickets for tonight's game. We also have Twins tickets for Sunday's game. Free parking in the rear. Come on and hang out with the superstar Mike Morris and me. And we'll have a lot of fun here at the Office Pub and Grill. Like I said, Coors Light specials, amazing food. And we're out here on the patio. The weather couldn't be better. It was kind of crappy this morning.
Yeah.
A little worried.
A little bit.
Covered patio, though, but there's sunshine, a beautiful view of downtown Minneapolis, and join us. We'd love to have you.
We're good to go. We are good to go. We got the sun out, and it's a beautiful day, and all the people are running and gunning, coming in and out and flowing through here. Wally the Beard Man, one of those, and heading over to the ballpark here pretty quick. In a few hours, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Great day.
It's always fun when the superstar Mike Morris is around. Wanted to talk to you about the best class in the 2015 NFL draft belonging to the Minnesota Vikings, according to NFL.com. And if there's anybody that I trust more about the NFL, it's NFL.com.
Me too. Same way.
Using Gil Brandt.
Who from the Cowboys?
He is the guy.
Using the old Dallas Cowboy regime.
Yeah. He came up with the top 100, the hot 100 prospects. So that's kind of how the NFL.com used how many teams got as many hot 100 prospects and where they were in the Hot 100 list, and then adding them up at their numbers and getting to this, what they come up with the exact score. So according to
nobody knows more about that and assessing abilities of athletes, not just football players, but we're talking about the basketball player. I mean, it was the Gil Brandts of the world who found the Antonio Gates and what's his name from the Kansas City Chiefs? Please help me out. He just got
Tony
out of the
Gonzalez.
Game. Tony Gonzalez. I mean, he's found that's why those kinds of players are being found and why they play. Gil Brandt was taking track athletes and basketball players. Anyway, but just to set this up, he knows what the top 100 should be.
Yeah. So he put together the top 100 prospects before the draft, and then as they fell.
Right.
So it's interesting. So the Vikings selected 6 hot 100 players. And when you add some math to the equation, like assigning the point totals to each player depending on where they were ranked, so 100 points to the number one player, 99 to the second player, and so on.
Got it.
So the Vikings piled up 290 points, which is 42 points more than the second-place team. I mean, they crushed the draft according to this Hot 100 prospect list we're talking about. The identity of the number two team might surprise you, and we're going to make you just hold on just a second to see who number two in the top five are. But the Minnesota Vikings, 290 points, six players. They drafted six of them. They got excellent value, obviously, as we've talked about a billion times, in the fourth round with T.J. Clemmings, the offensive tackle from Pitt.
Steal.
They got him at 110th overall.
Unreal.
They assigned, 59 points. He was the second highest rated. He was number 42 on the top 100 list. Wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. Tyrus Thompson, 85th overall. But so, Trey Waynes, number 9 on the Hot 100 list, got a score of 92.
Wow.
T.J. Clemmings was number 42 on the Hot 100 list, got a score of 59. Number 50 was Eric Kendricks, so he got a score of 51. 51, one behind Eric Kendricks, is Danielle Hunter.
That's unbelievable.
The third-round defensive end the Vikings drafted.
From LSU, yeah. What a freak.
Tyrus Thompson, he was number 76. When did they take him? Tyrus Thompson, 185th overall. Was that the fifth or sixth?
I want to say sixth.
He was in the top 100, and they got him there. And then Stephon Diggs, obviously, took him in the fifth round as well. He was number 88, so 13. You add all the points together, 290 points.
I would say that I'm not surprised. I kind of felt that was the case based off what everyone else was saying. But when you say you've got a list compiled by Gil Brandt, I got a letter from Gil Brandt when I came out of college. And, I mean, here I am, Northeast Missouri State.
Where was he working at the time?
Not really planning on it. He was at the Cowboys.
Okay.
I mean, he was part of Tech Scram, Gil Brandt, Tom Landry.
Okay.
That was the triangle of power
down
there. And they were known for finding people anywhere and all over the place. And they would scour the countryside, and they would compile points just very much the way they do now with every team.
Sure.
And I got a letter from the Dallas Cowboys. I still have it. I have a copy of it. But
what did it say?
Would you be interested in being a member of the Dallas Cowboys organization someday?
I
had a questionnaire and wanted you to fill everything out. There were no combines in those days. You just filled out the questionnaire.
What kind of questions were they asking?
Just answering. I'd have to go back and look at it. I have it. I'll go back and look at it. And I sent it back, kept the envelope, had Dallas Cowboys stationery, and it was like the coolest thing a kid could ever get from Northeast Missouri State back in the early 80s, you know. And I sent it back, and didn't hear from him again. But I'll tell you what, I do remember that. And out of college, I thought, I'm not going to get a letter from the NFL. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get a letter. How do you do that?
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So let's go down the rest of the top five according to the Hot 100 list of the best best drafts in the NFL so far this year. Vikings number one, and we just went through why they were number one.
The whole scenario, to quantify this, it had to be on Gil Brandt's top 100 hot picks. But and that's how this was equated. But keep going.
And the Vikings drafted six players
out of that 100,
out of that top 100, including fifth round draft picks Tyrus Thompson and Stephon Diggs.
That's incredible.
Third rounder, second rounder, fourth rounder, first rounder. All of our picks from the first through fifth rounds were in the top 100. So another kudos to Dick Springfield, Rick Spielman, obviously the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, for just sitting back there and taking the best player available, even though they were players of need. Really, when you think about it, everybody except Danielle Hunter. In my opinion.
And I want to do the impression one more time. This is my impersonation of Richard Spielman. Spielberg?
Yeah. Or Springsteen.
I saw him down there for the big shindig for the Vikings. Little party that we had the other day.
On Wednesday, Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, I was just trying to show everyone what things looked like on film. Offense, defense, Mike Zimmer up there in front. Well, I saw Spielberg down there.
Yeah.
And after I was all done, I got up and left. I saw the whole presentation. I got up and left. And when I walked past Spielberg, I said, hey, that was a great draft. That was a fantastic draft. He said, huh? He said, huh? He was sitting there. I put my hand out and I said, great draft. Okay.
He shook. Kind of nodded to you and said, okay.
Okay.
Oh, what a pleasant human being.
Yeah.
See, that's the reason why I feel like, I mean, I don't like jackasses.
You said, okay.
I don't like Jicky Jacks very much.
Yeah.
Your term. And that's why it took me a long time to warm up to Rick Springsteen. And I don't care if he's a Jicky Jack, as long as the fact that he just gets us good players.
Get,
and
get players. I'm fine with that.
I just
I'll
know.
Buy him dinner.
I just know not to ask him questions or talk to him. Great draft.
Okay. I didn't really want to say anything to him, to be honest, but I'm walking past. I don't want to be a slap nut. Great draft. Huh? Really good draft. Okay. I'm like, wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Okay. He thinks he's something special. That's I have a hard time with those guys. Top five in this Gil Brandt top 100 list. Let's run them down here real quick. Any guesses at all?
I think Cincinnati did pretty good.
Cincinnati, not no. I have no idea where they are. I only got the top five, and then where the Bears.
A lot of people said that Cincinnati did very well, but a lot of people have said that the Raiders have done very well.
Not on there.
I think that. Who else do I know of? I don't think the Bears did a bad job.
The Bears, number seven. They landed five players. Kevin White, obviously, was the number four prospect. Eddie Goldman was 32, mm-hmm. the defensive tackle. Good luck saying this, the center's name, Juanis Grasu from Oregon.
Oh, from Oregon, yeah.
Number 77, Jeremy Langford, the running back at 87. Adrian Amos, 89th, best prospect safety. Mm. So top five, New York Jets. These are the players. These are the best prospects of the top 100 list. How many did they get?
Okay.
Number five, the New York Jets. Number four, the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they did good.
Number three, the Dallas Cowboys. And they counted Lael Collins in that, even though he was an undrafted free agent rookie.
Kind of fudging on that.
But he was a top 20. He's on
no
the team.
Question.
Randy Gregory fell because he had the pot problems. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys got a lot of players, but all with
they
question
also
marks.
Have liability.
A huge liability, but they just kept falling and they would take him. Cleveland Browns number two at 248 points.
What they? I mean, I know that they got Danny Shelton, but after that, then,
they had.
They got the big center then from Florida.
Yeah.
Or Florida State.
They had two first-round draft picks, so they were just picking up people. So the Chicago Bears at number seven. Any idea where the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions come in when it comes to getting as many of these top 100 hot prospects on their team in the draft two weekends ago?
This is kind of new to me, what we're doing here and the way we're scoring this. I you know what? It could literally be anywhere, because I honestly felt like most people were saying Cincinnati had a hell of a draft. But anyway, regardless, I'll say Green Bay was...
25th. They had obviously Demarius Randall. They took him in the first round. He was the number 35th overall. They say the Green Bay Packers reached a lot when it comes to the prospect list, but the Green Bay Packers win year after year after year.
They sure do.
But only because they have the great quarterbacks. Without the quarterbacks, they're a terrible team, in my opinion.
I can't believe what they've done. They've literally made a pretty darn good two or three decades out of two quarterbacks.
Yes. Yeah. But literally, you see, when there's no Aaron Rodgers, they are crap.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really? Seriously?
Yeah. Detroit Lions, number 28.
Huh.
They had three players. Lakin Tomlinson, the guard.
Jeez.
They took him.
That was the guy from Duke, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Amir Abdullah, he's a pretty good running back. He's the guy from Nebraska, the Cornhuskers.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex Carter, the cornerback. So out of 32 teams, Green Bay ranked, according to this Gil Brandt system, 25th, Detroit 28th. Chicago got a lot of prospects, a lot of highly rated prospects at number seven. Minnesota Vikings number one.
I'm pretty happy about the draft. The last 2 years have been really good. I was going berserk out here on this very deck here at the office when they picked Kendricks.
We were hugging.
We
don't hug very often.
Not
we were hugging.
Not as much.
Like, we'll do fist bumps.
Oh, and belly
but we
bumps.
Were like hugging.
Yeah.
And we do chest bumps too, like crazy.
Lots of that.
This was like chest bumping, hugging, jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of high
everything
fives.
Else in between, and like there's like that one thing where we spit in the palm and sort of like shake hands and stuff, like the brotherhood thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that went away quickly too. I don't know. I don't like spitting in my hand anymore with you.
No, not with you at all.
Anyway, we're going to go into 4.5 questions. That's what we do here at 4:30, and then I have no idea what that half question is going to be. It's always a big, a big surprise for me. Come on back, everybody. Radioactive Sports from the office on Washington. Hurry back.
Two legendary races, one day, Memorial Day Sunday, the Indianapolis 500 live at 10 a.m. and the Coca-Cola 600 at 4 p.m. Sunday, a Memorial Day weekend, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
That's right.
Yeah, betcha.
The Office on Washington. 4.5 questions. Belly flops with the superstar. I mean, belly shots.
Body shots in your belly button.
Body shots. And
I don't really like the hair getting in my teeth, though. You should shave your belly button. You knew we were going to do body shots off of you today.
I worry about it. I want the hair there because I don't want you to have to get to the den of muskrats that live inside. I thought the hair would stop you.
It's all right.
And
the reason we're using your belly button for body shots is because your belly button is as deep as the Grand Canyon.
It
and
is.
And so we get our most bang for our buck, our money's worth, the booze.
If we just clean the lid out, now right. You would have enough to...
It was quite linty.
...make a sandcastle.
Four and a half questions, though. It's 4:30. I ask you four questions, four real questions, and then a half question, which is a word association. We do it every single day. But
yes,
just was talking about in the sports flash, the Vikings announcing they're adding another $14 million to their portion of the stadium cost, which is going to upgrade the TV system for 2,000 HD TVs, which I thought they had already done before. I don't know if I'm just a cynic, but it seems like they're constantly upgrading things and leaking the stuff to the media so the media can say, oh, look, the Minnesota Vikings and Ziggy Wolf and the Wolf family are paying more money to upgrade this thing because, you know, they really care about Minnesota and they love this and they love the $498 million you gave, you being me and you, the taxpayers, gave to fund this billion-dollar stadium. And I would do it over and over and over again. I wanted the new Minnesota Viking stadium. I'm a huge sports fan. I'll pay the $13 extra a year in my taxes or whatever it comes out to. Don't get me wrong. I think the Wilfs are right up there as the best ownership of professional teams in town, right up there with Craig Leopold for the Minnesota Wild, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They will go. Both of those guys will go out and spend money and do whatever it takes to make the franchises great for the fan interaction, the fan experience, the players on the field. I mean, they went out and signed Brett Favre. They played him $20 million those 2 years and made it work.
Yeah, they made some bold moves, some very bold moves.
Love them.
They bought Jared Allen, cost him some...
$17 million, I believe, is the last year of his contract.
Not to mention a draft choice or two, number one draft choice to the Chiefs to get that.
My question is why didn't they plan for all of these new bells and whistles and type of things when they first did the stadium? Why are they adding all this?
It's called the cost of living. They haven't put them in yet, but the price of all that stuff's gone up.
I get that, but why? But it seems like, and I know the Minnesota Twins did the same thing, and I'm sure the Xcel Energy Center did the same thing as well.
I'm sure they tried to build in the cost of living and the inflationary sort of number, but I'll bet it grows and grows and grows. I mean, as this thing is being built, it's going up, the price.
But they also like to upgrade certain things.
Built. Well, if you miss something, you miss it. There's a change order on everything you do. If you build a house, I don't care what you do, you're going to have a change order or another idea. As you're moving along, that could go here. Oh, we forgot this. That could go here. This would be perfect. Oh, great idea. Well, we'll have to come out of pocket for that one because we didn't have that as part of the deal. So, yeah, I mean.
Am I just being negative Nancy, or does it seem like they're kind of...
Just more add-ons for us.
And I like it, but it seems like the Wolves are kind of doing, hey, Star Tribune, hey, Pioneer Press, hey, social media, hey, radio. Look what we're doing.
One thing they don't do, they do not spend money just because they want you to like them. That's not their deal. They don't... They do it because they want their stadium to be the best stadium in the business. They want it to be better than Jerry Jones' stadium. They're competitive with the other owners. They're competitive with the other markets.
Sure.
They want the top dog stadium.
There's no way
it's not for you and I, though. It's
Dallas.
Not for you and I. I haven't been to that stadium. I've never been down there. I never played there. But
I get the fact that there might be better seats, but I mean.
This place is going to be incredible, though.
It's going
to
be huge.
It's going to be incredible. I don't know what to say. I mean, when you see this thing going up, it's like. No other structure I've ever seen in this country. I've never seen one look like this or the sheer size of this thing.
Right now it almost looks like a pyramid.
It does. It's like an engineering wonder.
Yeah.
It is. It's a wonder what they're doing here. I mean, the construction and the size of the cranes they had to have to put this thing together, it's like a huge erector set. When they're all said and done with this stadium, I mean, we're going to have a badass stadium. This is going to be the best in the league.
I can't wait. And then we're going to win Super Bowls and screw over the Packers.
Yeah.
Question number two. Former Lynx and Gopher star Janelle McCarville, her agent finally spoke up today. We've been talking about her all week. Janelle McCarville earlier this week told the Minnesota Lynx that she's not going to play with them this summer. She has a year left in her contract.
Okay.
We're thinking, why the heck is what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Still don't necessarily know all the reasons, but... Let's see here. She her agent from, I believe, Tennessee somewhere, spoke up as to why she told the Lynx she's not playing the last year of her contract. Her body is broken down. And so she played in China during the cold months, and she hopes to play overseas again in the fall. Do you feel screwed by her not coming back to her hometown? I mean, she's a Minnesotan.
She sure is.
To the hometown Lynx, who are title contenders yet again. Or don't you blame her, because she has to do what's right for her body and her bank account. She hopes to. She doesn't necessarily. I mean, she's contemplating retirement, but she doesn't want to retire. She wants to go be able to go back overseas, uh-huh, where you get paid the big money. Mm-hmm. Here in the WNBA, you get $50,000, which, I mean, that's a nice salary, but, you know, not for a professional athlete.
I agree. I think that she has to do what she has to do. You have to protect your career. As you do that, you have to maintain your body and find out. I mean, it has to mean a lot to you still. The game that you play, the sport that you play, and you have to make sure that when you're done, that you know you've got some body still left to take you down the road and to enjoy kids and grandkids and everything else. You don't want to just grind it out to a screeching halt.
It's basketball.
Yeah, it's run up and down that floor.
No, I get it, but it's not football. I played basketball.
But, I know you did, but the hardwood floor is hard on joints.
And
it's
your
hard
but,
and on it, joints it, and back. And
she's not an average-sized woman
she's
either.
She's a big gal.
And you know what it's like to be big. I mean, your body breaks down, I would say, probably faster and harder because there's much more of it.
Well, the pounding. I mean, look at Pekovic and Yao Ming and some of those guys. I mean, they've had trouble with their ankles and feet. I mean, it's hard on the hardwood for the big guys.
Sure, but you see a guy like Tim Duncan.
Some guys hold up. Some guys have different bodies, different body types. But I think the wear and tear, I mean, McCarville, I think, is 34.
Two.
32.
Yeah.
The other gal that is going to replace her is 34.
34,
that's right.
Yeah.
And it's because she's just held up better.
Yeah.
But I can't blame her for wanting to go over and make her money.
But you know, McCarville is a pounder. She's a banger
there.
I mean, she's not a finesse lady under the basket.
She occupies paint.
She is moving and shaking around there. Mm-hmm. Question three. The Star Tribune asked a pretty thought-provoking question that I thought was important enough to ask you. Who's more valuable to the Twins, Joe Mauer or Torrey Hunter? Jim Suhan broke down how much both have made money-wise and their stats. Torrey Hunter comes out looking like roses.
He looks good to me.
I mean, they compared, I want to say, from 2008 to 2014. So even when Torrey was on the Angels and Detroit Tigers, mm-hmm, they took his money and how much, because he made a god-awful amount of money in both of those places. And obviously we know $23 million a year here for Joe Mauer. Torrey Hunter has better stats for less money.
And
he's more of a team leader.
No trouble, and that's another thing you can throw in there too. You can't put a price tag on what that means in the locker room to have a guy like Torrey Hunter back. I mean, that's an invaluable thing that you cannot, you know, you can't put a price tag on it. So, and he's here, and it's made a difference already, I feel.
Absolutely. At 39 years old, he's the best Minnesota Twin we have right now.
I know, but what do you think is happening in that locker room right now? I mean, can you feel it? Well, can you feel it from the younger guys? Can you feel more of a team and the continuity and the chemistry and the whole thing, the way it sort of weaves together, good times and in bad? I can already feel something about Torrey Hunter already influencing that locker room.
It's much more focused.
It's
more detail oriented, but at the same time, it is light. And they're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember who I was talking to yesterday, but they said the actual leaders in the clubhouse are Trevor Plouffe and Brian Dozier.
Okay. I would have never guessed that.
They're the ones telling the younger...
More so than Torrey Hunter?
Yeah, I think. From what I hear.
Well, Torrey's doing a great job.
Torrey's more of a big picture type of guy behind the scenes. He's got his hands full with Aaron Hicks and the outfield guys and obviously Byron Buxton through training camp and whatnot. But when it comes to infield and just defense and everything,
I didn't know
the
that.
Nuts and bolts, it's Trevor Plouffe and Brian Dozier from what I hear. Yeah.
Hunter, I think, is earning his keep, though. His $10 million, whatever the case, I think it was money well spent.
Yeah, pay him $20 million, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, I think he's a really, really good player, and I love the guy. I really do. He's boisterous. He can be a little loud. He has to come back and explain himself from time to time because he can get out there a little bit. But that's the part I like about him. He's got some Charles Barkley about him.
Yeah. So smart, so talented,
yep,
and
is
taking care of his body. He's 39 years old. Does not look 39. Finally, we got to take this rather quickly. We talked about local athletes we talk about them all the time here. We love them, but I'm talking about like the Joe Mauers and the Tyus Jones and the people at Dave Winfield's Paul Molitor. I mean, the list can go on and on. Brock Lesnar, about people that live here or grew up here and played for their professional sport teams here or went to college here or whatever. Who is the best local athlete that played for their hometown team right here in Twin Cities history, do you think?
The best from here locally. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's down to two guys. And yeah, I mean, it comes down to, I think Dave Winfield or Matt Burke for me. I don't know. Really? I really feel that way.
Well, Dave Winfield was, he was drafted in the NFL and the NBA Major League Baseball.
And I'll tell you what, he was real deal in the MLB, and Matt Burke was real deal, and God knows what his future still is. Yeah. I who knows, but he had a storied career, I would say. I think for this town, for Crete and Durham, St. Paul, the Vikings, I think he's added a feather in their caps.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think they're proud of him, and I think that where he is right now probably allows him a chance to even go even further with this thing, and he's still in the NFL, so I think he's done well for himself. Let's take a little break and come back. We have our very own Marsh Hallberg.
Marshy Marsh and his funky bunch.
That's right. Marsh Hallberg, criminal defense attorneys. You might want to hire those people if you get yourself in a snag. Come on back. It's Marsh Hallberg.
Feel that? Radioactive Sports, 105 The Ticket.
Yes, indeed. It's just one of those days.
Beautiful day.
You just can't do any better than this. We're at the office on Washington.
What a great place, huh?
And that's the voice of Marsh Hallberg. What a place.
It's not only the voice, it's the body of him, too.
It's also the embodiment and the context of the body and the man and the personality and the attorney
stuff.
And, yeah, if you're in trouble.
Which you always are.
Which is why I have him connected to my hip almost.
Surgically, we added that. It's easier that way.
If you get in a snag, he can get you out of the snag. But, yeah. I love it. So Ben Holson also joining, had a little talk with the management here.
He's working on his tan over there.
Well, yeah. What I was doing is they have these cigar dinners.
Yeah.
And that's what we had for lunch today was what they had for their cigar dinner last night. Ooh. I love smoking turds. And I love scotch and bourbon and the food that we had, the short ribs and the gnocchi and the Brussels sprouts, amazing.
Good food.
And I was out last night and I saw they tweeted out that we're having our cigar dinner. I was like, son of a gun, I want to be there. So the next one's June 11th. And so I'm going to try and finagle you to come out. And Marsh, you're welcome to come
nice
too
gig.
If you want to.
Nice gig.
You like to smoke cigars?
I don't like to smoke cigars, but I like to eat Brussels sprouts. Does that count? Halfway there?
Sure. Well, you like scotch or bourbon?
That I can do. Okay. I actually put the Brussels sprouts in the scotch.
That's
it
weird.
Just saves time.
Wow.
That's
yeah,
weird.
Just soak it up.
Lots to talk to you about today, though, Marsh.
Yeah, yeah.
Marsh Hallberg, Hallberg Criminal Defense, brought to you by Ability Bail Bonds. What do you want to get to first? We have Tom Brady.
We have
the Boston Bomber. I want to talk to you about the death penalty. What else do we have?
This is not a big story, but the fiancé for Aaron Hernandez, Shayana Jenkins, they had a two-year-old together, as you recall. She was charged with perjury because she conveniently couldn't remember where she had put the box that everybody believes had the murder weapon in it. And
yes.
So she was charged with perjury. They've now dropped those charges because she did come around at the trial and testified somewhat better, although she said she put it in a dumpster. But that's not a lot better. And their spin was that she had...
Saying that she put it in the dumpster was somewhat
but,
better.
Which I think is a great idea because, you know, this train Amtrak train thing, the conductor, the engineer is saying, I don't remember.
Yeah.
So if any time, if you get in trouble, is that the best thing to say until you get a lawyer?
Just don't say I don't remember, so I don't want to talk to you. Just go, I don't remember is saying you don't remember. Just say, I don't want to talk to you. So yeah, she claims there were 1,630 questions put to her in 2 days of a grand jury. So she says, look, I just got so confused after that many questions that I forgot where I put the box that had the murder weapon.
Convenient.
And this little flip thing on that is Hernandez then is, no, he's got his appeal going. What he's trying to argue is even if you can convict me, there's not enough to show that it's murder one, it should be murder two. and I should get out in 15 years instead of life.
So, well, just for this this particular case, because he's got another one.
Yeah.
He has another one coming up here pretty soon.
Well, let's just forget about that. Think of these things happen.
Let's talk about this one first.
Oops.
The Patriots got me in here for life. It won't matter what happens in the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth guy I killed.
No.
Let's just make sure that I've got a chance to live in this prison for 15 years and call it quits after that.
Be done.
Yeah. Well, the Vikings, you know, being the number one, most penalized team, most team in the most trouble since 2008 or whatever it is, at least we don't have murderers.
No.
I don't think so.
You have no quality on your crime.
Yeah.
It's just low quality
it's
stuff.
Just always just
gotta upgrade that.
We nick one diamond.
Yeah, let's get a couple, fewer players in trouble, but just bigger trouble.
No.
We've had some pretty sticky. We've had some sticky ones around here.
Child abuse, drunken driving, and
If you go back a few years,
I bet you could find some really bad things.
And former Vikings, too. I mean, that doesn't stop when they stop being Vikings. When can you get in some trouble? So if the only thing bad that you've ever done is stolen some poor family's van.
Took their van.
But you didn't know it.
Well, it was an accident, but it's still Grand Theft Auto.
Well, even more so. The better part of it was I've apologized for it, and I took it back. What else do you want? I took it back.
That doesn't count. I mean,
I autographed.
Hey, go
TCF
back. I rob a bank and I go, I'm sorry. Here it is back.
I'm sorry.
Oops. I didn't know it wasn't my money.
It cornered well.
Great defense. Yeah. Write that one down.
It got some good zip. And look, I enjoyed it. It looked like the Blues Brothers coming back from the Minnesota Zoo. It was me in the stolen van and about 70 cops waiting for me to give that thing back to the guy at Cub Food because they wanted to see the guy's face.
Of course, they were all following. Yeah. Did they have their lights on, too?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, they did when they stopped me, though.
Yeah, I bet they did.
And when they shut that street down, it was County Road 38 out by the zoo, so McAndrews. And they shut that thing down both ways, Grand Theft Auto and some big gorilla in sweats at night about 11:30 at night.
You are a nightmare for any cop stopping.
It's the second most
dangerous stop is a traffic stop for a cop. And you see some monster man like you getting out. I'm like,
I'm telling you.
We're going to need massive backups
before anyone told me to get out of that car. There were all the cars stopped on both sides of that highway, that road, both sides, and the lights were on. And then they told me to get out, and then it was on.
Get back
then,
in.
Then it was on. Yeah, but my
wait
God.
A second, you're too big. Can you get back in the vehicle? Big.
It was I was way bigger than I am now. Way big. I was like 325. I'm 280 right now. Yeah, I was a lot bigger. But anyway,
So. What else do I want to talk about? Brady and buddies?
I want to talk about Brady, and I want to talk about this
Boston stuff.
This
is
Boston
really interesting,
douche.
Man.
And I want to ask you if you've ever been involved in a death penalty case. But we'll talk about all that coming up next, because I feel like the death penalty in this Boston thing is so interesting. I think he deserves death. What the process is.
Sure.
And then obviously Tom Brady appealing, and why it's important that Roger Goodell is hearing the appeal. And then obviously once that doesn't go well for him, or if it does, I mean, we could be talking about this next week, saying Roger Goodell, you know, bent over for Robert Kraft because he was missing his best friend. And so it's an interesting situation, but a lot to talk to you about coming up next. Okay. So don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
They'll kiss and make up. Well, we're going to do all that. We'll talk about the Brady thing. We'll talk about the Boston bomber and his day in court.
I think,
and then we'll talk also about heirloom tomatoes.
Yeah, heirloom tomatoes too. But what I think is you should die, especially if you're a terrorist. You should die by how you kill people. So put them in like a bomb-proof room and have those because they have what was it? It was like crock-pot bombs,
right?
Have them stand next to a crock-pot bomb, have it go off, and that's what.
And then you get life. Maybe you just lose your legs, and then you get life.
Well, you would die.
Good point. But I think that's a good idea.
Before I go break, I know I'm just a little concerned though, because you had mentioned that the highlight of your night tonight is going to be your day is going to be going to see Mad Max 3D. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was really kind of hurt. I gotta put it that you didn't say heirloom tomatoes. That wasn't going to be your highlight.
I don't consider that a highlight or a focus of my today being a Friday. As always, I always look forward to heirloom tomatoes.
Can we talk about this off the air? You guys can kiss and make up during the break.
I mean, sure. And I'm going to show him some pictures too. So let's do that. Let's take a little break and come back. Marsh Hallberg, I'm going to show him all my Mad Max pictures now because I'm into it.
And
we'll take a little break. So
Radioactive Sports,
break, right?
105 the ticket.
Do it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
yada, yada. There you
bye.
Go.
Bye.
Here's Sports Radio 105, the ticket on iHeartRadio.
Oh.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts.
Were you drinking out of my water? I feel like there's like lipstick on here.
I spit in it.
You spit in my water?
Yeah.
I saw him.
Well, but who put like the
chapstick? I don't like you.
Who put the chapsticky type lipstick?
That was
type
Superstar
stuff?
Did that part. It was a co-conspiracy.
I thought you guys were my friends. You guys are jerks.
No.
Just preconceived notion.
We're just jerky kind of friends. That's all.
That's
we're both.
Quit crying about it. Just drink it.
I'm not crying about it. I just rather not have to drink lipstick.
It's okay. It's lipstick. It's not what I wear every day.
I know it is. That's why I immediately went to you. Caught you red-lipped.
Well, just don't mind the flaming, scorching case of herpes I've got right now.
I'm not worried about those.
All right. You know.
Marsh Hallberg, Hallberg Criminal Defense, brought to you by Ability Bail Bonds.
Just beat me to it.
Well, but I wanted to say Ability Bail Bonds are great.
Ability
Bail Bonds.
What you said.
Yeah.
What Marsh uses about every other weekend, and probably this weekend for me.
That's
so,
right.
Anyway. We want to talk on Tom Brady a little bit, first of all. That's the NFL and the most sports-related, I think, we can get for the second segment here. But we see that Mr. Kraft and Roger Goodell are probably going to have to kiss and make up. Will that ever happen? And how's this going to go down?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you look at this whole thing that's going on, the statement that the Brady group made, the union made, I love this statement, though, because whatever else you think, this is so true to me. Given the NFL's history of inconsistency and arbitrary decisions in disciplinary matters, it is only fair that a neutral arbitrator hear this appeal.
Yeah.
That's
smart.
I don't care who you are, what side of this you're on. That seems so appropriate with this Goodell being such a screw-up with everything he's done that it's been so inconsistent, like you said, it's been so arbitrary, that he deserves to have at least somebody neutral decide this. And the union has asked him, look, step aside, let's appoint somebody like they did the judge in another case, and let's get to the bottom quickly. But he's not, and he's going to take it himself, which he loses anyway, but I don't know.
Why is he taking this? Why is he taking the heat and trying to do this himself?
I think because he wants to come out looking like the savior.
Yep. And I think so. He's gonna stand tough on this. You know, there's a lot of debate. Does he go from four games down to two or one or something like that? No, I think he's gonna hang tough at the four.
Really? Why?
Because it shows that he's trying to hold people accountable now.
Look,
you know, I don't think he's gonna knock it down. You do though, right? You think he's gonna go to two?
Of course I do. Yeah.
When the,
two or zero.
When the Wells report came out. And it was vanilla. It was watered down. It didn't say too much of anything.
No
really.
Facts.
Why did he not say, look, that's just not enough to go on yet? But no, being Roger Goodell, he goes out and says, yep, that's good enough for me. $1 million to the team, probably a couple million in four paychecks for Brady.
Right.
Two draft choices, one of those being a number one and a throwaway. But why didn't he say, look, this needs more? I can't assess those kinds of suspensions
because
and fines.
Rod.
And that's why he's not going
to
change it.
And he knew he was
going
to have to because it was the Patriots.
Yeah.
They know that he's boys with Kraft.
Right.
They know that he's AFC more than NFC. I mean, he just is. But the fact is, it still remains. He jumped anyway. He knew he was going to have to do something harsh to the Patriots because the rest of the league was going to be watching.
Right. Right.
So he did that, but he didn't have anything to go on because the Wells case was nothing.
But here's the one pushback on that is that I know there's always talk about this wishy-washy, more probable than not that he kind of knew maybe he should have, would have kind of language, right? But in any court of law, in a civil lawsuit, that's the standard. This isn't a criminal case beyond a reasonable doubt. It's a civil dispute. I mean, it's not criminal. And that's the standard you get. And if this was a jury, and the determination is, we call it preponderance of the evidence. That's the phrase we use. But it's the same thing, more probable than not, 51%. So everybody says it hasn't been proven. Well, at that level, it has been proven in the legal system. That is a standard of proof. It's the one we use for these kinds of things. So it has been proven, at least according to the Wells report. You may not agree that if you were on a jury, so to speak, that you would have found that, but he did.
So it's something completely different than without a reasonable doubt.
Right. No, there's three different levels. There's beyond a reasonable doubt, the highest level we have for criminal cases. There's a level below that called clear and convincing evidence of something. That's used in some administrative hearings and some other kind of gobbledygook stuff in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the normal garden variety stuff that you use in civil lawsuits, car accident, was it your fault, was it my fault, that kind of stuff, that's preponderance of the evidence. Is it more likely or not? 51%. So it's the same burden of proof or level of proof we use in most kinds of cases, not criminal cases.
That's interesting.
I didn't even know that existed. I didn't even know that stood up.